whisper down the line at 11:39 when the night mail's ready to depart.
Saying, Skimble, where is Skimble? Has he gone to hunt the thimble? We must find him or the train can't start.
All the guards and all the porters and the station master's daughters would be searching high and low. Saying, Skimble, where is Skimble? For unless he's very nimble, then the night mail just won't go. At 11:42, with the signal overdue, and the passengers all frantic to a man, that's when I would appear, and I'd saunter to the rear. I'd been busy in the luggage van.
Then he gave one flash of his glass green eyes, and the signal went all clear.
They'd be off at last to the northern part of the northern hemisphere. Say that by and large it was me who was in charge of the sleeping car express. From the driver and the guards to the bagmen playing cards, I would supervise them all more or less.
Down the corridor he paces and examines all the faces of the travellers in the first and the third.
He establishes control by a regular patrol, and he'd know at once if anything occurred.
He would watch you without winking, and he knows what you are thinking, and it's certain that he didn't approve of hilarity and riot. So the folk were very quiet when Skimble was about and on the move.
You could play no pranks with Skimble Shanks. He's a cat that cannot be ignored.
So nothing went wrong on the northern mail when Skimble Shanks was aboard.
It was very pleasant when they found their little den, their name written up on the door. And the berth was very neat, with a newly folded sheet, and not a speck of dust on the floor. There was every sort of light, you could make it dark or bright, and a button you could turn to make a breeze. And a funny little basin, you're supposed to wash your face in, and a crank to shut the window should you sneeze. Then the guard looked in politely, and would ask you very brightly, do you like your morning tea?
Weak or strong?
But I was just behind him and was ready to remind him, for Skimble won't let anything go wrong.
When they crept into their cozy berths and pulled up the counterpane,
they all could reflect it was very nice to know that they wouldn't be bothered by mice.
They could leave all that to the railway cat, the cat on the railway train.
Of the night, I was always fresh and bright. Every now and then I'd have a cup of tea, with perhaps a drop of scotch, while I was keeping on the watch, only stopping here and there to catch a flea. They were fast asleep at crew, and so they never knew that I was walking up and down the station. They were sleeping all the while I was busy at Carlisle, where I met the station master with elation. They might see me at Dumfries if I summoned the police, if there was anything they ought to know about.